BFBS.
Your stories. iNix Station, Cyprus.
PTI's in Ais Nikolaos got the competitive spirit going this week with an inter-services half Ironman triathlon. The competition saw teams from all three services take part in swimming, cycling and running in the station's indoor pool and gym. Organiser Sergeant Lisa Bowen said the aim was to create some friendly competitiveness between the Army, RAF and the Navy.
I just thought for a while there's not been any competitions, there's been a lot of charity events going on, and because here at JSSU there's three services, I just thought, you know, a bit of healthy competition between three services would be a good idea.
The competitors covered 1.9 kilometres in the pool, 40 kilometres on the bikes and 15 kilometres on the treadmills, splitting the distance between team members to get the job done. Day one of the two-day event saw the participants tackle the swim and the cycle, while day two ended in a battle of the runners in the station gym. As they came off the treadmills, these soldiers and airmen said it had been a tough challenge.
Hi, I'm Staff Sergeant Paul Smith. It was hard actually, we're splitting it down into 5k each, so 15k in total. Even though it's aircon in the gym, it's still very, very hot once you get going.
Do you think people think it's a foregone conclusion that the Army will win this kind of event?
Overall, yes, but they're a Navy. I've got a particularly strong runner, so it's going to be very difficult today.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Nigel Harper. It's a fun event, and there's a friendly rivalry between the three services, so I decided to come down and pit my wits against the fellow competitors.
The Royal Navy side entered the competition with a slight disadvantage, having eight members on their team compared to the RAF and the Army's 10. But it wasn't enough to stop them going into the final running event with a 20-second lead. And with strong runners on the senior service side, the gap was too big for the other teams to catch up, and the Matlows ended up taking away the trophy. Speaking after their win, they told BFBS they were pleased to demonstrate they're as able on land as they are at sea.
There is so few of us that we don't really have a selection of people to pick, and we're lucky, you know, that the people that we have got are very good at what they do.
Yeah, it was quite close in the end. Everyone thought that we were the underdogs, but we knew our strength was in the run, so everyone worked really hard in the swim and the bike just to try and get us in a good position on the run.
It was ace, yeah, it was good. Did about 15k, just smashed it out as quick as I could.
And PTI Sergeant Lisa Bowen agreed the Navy did a good job of proving their worth.
And people, you know, especially maybe the Army team, they were like, yeah, the Navy team wouldn't stand a chance, but I thought that they'd be the underdogs for the whole way through, and they were. They held their own.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ainik.
Your stories. BFBS.